Good evening once again.
Dobro večer ponovo.
Tonight we continue where we ended last night.
Večeras nastavljamo tamo gde smo sinoć stali.
And we're going to continue about this question of creation or evolution.
Dakle, pitanje stvaranje ili evolucija.
You will remember that last night we spoke about the geological column.
Sećate se da smo sinoć govorili o geološkom stubu.
And we said that in this geological column there are fossils.
I rekli smo da tu postoje fosiliju u geološkom stubu.
And science teaches that the sequence of the fossils is a record.
Nauka kaže da su da je raspored fosila zapravo
of the evolutionary process over time.
Zapravo jedan zapis evolutivnog procesa kroz vreme.
So you remember that we said that the marine simple organisms are down in the Cambrian layer and the lowest layer.
I sećate se, jednostavni morski organizmi su ovde u kambrijumskim slojevima.
And if you go a little bit higher, then you start getting more complex marine organisms.
Ako idete malo više, onda ovde dobijamo malo kompleksnije morske organizme.
And still more complex.
Pa još kompleksnije.
Once you get to the Devonian, that's when you start getting the fishes.
Kada dođete do Devona, tu počinju da se pojavljuju ribe.
And then still higher you start get the land animals.
A dalje u višim slojevima pojavljuju se kopnene životinje.
And first there were no flowering plants, there were only conifers and things like that.
Pa se nisu pojavljivale još cvetnice, samo golosemenice.
And of course insects.
Insekti.
And then you started getting the cycads and plants like that.
Onda su se počeli cikasi javljati.
And then once you get to the Mesozoic, that's the age of the reptiles.
A kada dođemo do Mezozoika, to je vreme gmizavaca.
And still higher you have the age of the mammals and look how strange and wonderful they look.
I zatim još više dolazimo do sisara i gledajte kako oni neobično izgledaju.
And that's how we are told the evolutionary process is recorded in the paleontological record.
I tako bivamo učeni da se zapravo evolucijona sekvenca nalazi u fosilnom zapisu.
You will remember I said you cannot date sedimentary rocks.
Sećate se da sam rekao da se sedimentne stene ne mogu datirati njihova starost.
So the principle to date the fossils is called fossil correlation.
I princip datiranja fosila zove se zapravo fosilna korelacija.
For example, if in one area I find this particular fossil,
na primjer, ako u nekom sloju nađem ovaj fosil,
and I find the same fossil in another area in another strata,
i nađem isti fosil na drugom delu zemlje u nekom drugom sloju,
then I assume that the two layers are the same age.
Onda pretpostavljam da su dva sloja iz istog doba.
Now the question is this.
Pitanje je sada.
How old is the fossil then?
Koliko je star fosil koji se tu nalazi?
It's as old as the rock that it's in.
Pa jednako je star kao i stena u kojoj se nalazi.
And how old is the rock that it's in?
A koliko je stara stena u kojoj se nalazi?
It's as old as the fossil that's in it.
Star je onoliko koliko je star fosil koji je u njoj.
So how old is it?
Dakle, koliko je staro sve to?
Well, I just told you, it's as old as the fossil.
Pa upravo sam rekao, onoliko koliko je star taj fosil.
There is no way of dating it.
Ne postoji način da se zapravo datiraju te stene i fosili.
And then, of course, we are also told by even the oldest textbooks,
kažu čak i najstariji udžbenici,
that moist sediment prevents weathering.
Da vlažni sedimenti sprečavaju uticaj vremenskih prilika, zapravo eroziju.
And therefore quick burial is the most important way of fossilization.
I stoga je brzo zatrpavanje najvažniji način kako nastaju fosili, najbolji način za nastajanje fosila.
And also waterborne sediments are the most common and most fossils are in waterborne sediments.
A sedimenti nastali u vodi su najčešći zapravo fosili najčešće nastaju i najčešće se nalaze u sedimentima nastalim u vodi.
Now I have a question for you. What buries a dinosaur quickly?
Imam pitanje, šta brzo zakopava ili zatrpava dinosaurus?
If it's not a catastrophe.
Ako to nije katastrofa.
So now let's have a look at some of these fossils.
Da pogledamo neke od ovih fosila.
These fish here you can see have their scales intact.
Ove ribe, kad pogledate, vidite kako su im peraja netaknuta.
Now, the fish don't fossilize today.
Danas se ribe ne fosilizuju.
Because they would rot before they fossilize.
Jednostavno istrunu pre nego što se fosilizuju.
The first thing that rots away is the ligament on the neck.
Prvo što se što istrune je ligament na vratu.
Then the head falls off.
I glava otpadne.
Then the scales all fall off because the skin.
Zatim otpadaju peraja jer ih koža više ne drži.
So if you find a fish with scales and head intact in the rock.
Izvinite, scales nisu peraja, reč je o ovim kako se zove krljuštima.
There was buried.
Znači, otpadaju krljušti jer ih koža
like
ne drži.
Then it was buried like that.
Dakle, ako vidite fosilizovanu ribu, onda je bila trenutno zatrpana.
If the heads are off, you know it's been floating for about a week.
A ako je otpala glava, onda znate da je ona tu plutala otprilike nedelju dana.
So here you see some with heads and some without heads.
Dakle, vidite neke sa glavama i neke obezglavljene.
There's a classic case. No head, but the scales are still there, so it was buried within a week.
Ovo je klasičan fosil. Znači, vidite, još uvijek su tu krljušti, a nema glave. Znači, pre nego što je zatrpana, plutala je negde sedmicu.
The textbooks will tell us that the animals roam around.
Udžbenici kažu da su te životinje tako plutale.
You might have a volcanic eruption.
Dakle, imamo situaciju da ako životinje tu hodaju i desi se vulkanska erupcija.
And then they're suddenly buried.
I odjednom su zatrpane.
And there they fossilize.
Onda bivaju fosilizovane.
And get buried deeper by subsequent eruptions.
I još se dublje zatrpavaju sljedećim erupcijama.
And then erosion opens them up and we can see them today.
I onda ih erozija otvori prosto našim pogledima.
They explain the waterborne ones by local little floods.
A one koji su nastali u vodi, nauka objašnjava kao rezultat nekih malih lokalnih poplava.
Now if you look at this fossil over here with its heavy bony scales.
Ako vidite ovaj fosil ovde sa svojim tvrdim koštanim pločama koje vrše funkciju krljušti,
you will see that it had to be buried quickly.
Vidite da je morala biti brzo zatrpana.
And of course, they will say because it's bony, it's primitive.
I onda nauka kaže budući da su to koštane ploče koje pokrivaju, onda je to primitivna riba.
But the sturgeon is bony. And that's not primitive, the sturgeon, the one who makes caviar.
A, dakle, one ribe od kojih se pravi kavijar, to su hari jesetre. I one imaju koštane ploče.
Yes, that lives today and it is bony.
I one žive i danas i one imaju koštani skelet spoljašnji.
Then we find whole rock layers with nothing but scales in them.
Zatim nalazimo cele slojeve gde ne nalazimo ništa drugo do samo krljušti.
That means millions of fish must have been churned and the scales buried as they settled.
Znači mora biti da su milioni riba tu nešto nastradali i onda su njihove krljušti bile u tolikom izobilju da su prosto ceo sloj kako su se taložile formirale.
We find fish buried with other animals.
Nalazimo i ribe zatrpane sa drugim životinjama.
We even find fish with food in their mouth, like a lizard in their mouth.
Zatim smo vidjeli u fosilnom zapisu ribe sa gušterom u ustima.
And this fossil here is so perfect.
A ovaj fosil je tako savršen.
That this creature was definitely buried alive.
Da je ovo stvorenje svakako zatrpano živo.
You even have wriggle marks around it.
Čak imate i
wriggle
da vidite te, čak i te ostatke kretanja kao da se pokušavalo
so it was buried by a turbidite.
Dakle, moralo je biti zatrpano onom strujom blata o kojoj smo sinoć govorili.
And then they will tell us we don't have a complete record of the fossil record.
A zatim kažu nam da nemamo potpuni zapis u fosilima.
Because you don't find soft-bodied animals very easily.
Jer nije baš lako pronaći životinje mekog tela koje nemaju skelet.
Not true, you find lots of soft-bodied animals.
Ali to nije istina. Nalazimo puno mekih organizama u fosilima.
There's a jellyfish.
Ovo je meduza.
Perfectly fossilized.
Savršeno fosilizovana.
And when it comes to the insect, it's a complete nightmare.
A kad dođete do insekata, to je prava noćna mora.
Obviously, science has to teach that those with the straight wings are the primitive ones.
Nauka kaže da su oni sa pravim krilima primitivne forme.
Like a dragonfly, for example.
Kao recimo vilin konjic.
Because obviously, if an insect can fold its wings and put it under a nice carapax like a beetle, that must be in a more advanced feature.
Jer ako insekt može lepo da savije svoja krila i stavi ih pod oklop kao što imaju tvrdokrilci, onda to mora da je jedna savršenija karakteristika.
But you find them at exactly the same time in the fossil record.
Ali nalazite ih u isto vreme u fosilnom zapisu.
And in fact, in the insects there is no change except for size.
I kod insekata nema promjena, znači između fosilnih i živućih, osim u veličini.
In fact, you find dragonflies with 3 foot wingspan.
Zapravo nalazite i viline konjice sa 3 stope rasponom krila.
Huge in the past.
Ogromni su bili u prošlosti.
Cockroaches.
Bubašvabe ovolike.
Women, beware.
Držite se žene.
So in the past the animals were bigger than they are today.
Dakle, u prošlosti životinje su bile veće nego što su danas.
There's a law in evolution known as the law of Carroll.
Postoji zakon u evoluciji poznat kao
Carroll.
Karolov zakon.
Which states that animals evolve from small to large.
Koji kaže da životinje evoluiraju od manjih ka većim.
That's logical.
Pa to je logično.
You don't start with an elephant and end with an amoeba.
Ne počinjete od slona pa da završite sa amebom.
You start with an amoeba and you end with an elephant.
Počinjete naravno od amebe da biste završili sa slonom.
So that should be reflected in the fossil record.
Pa to onda treba da se vidi i u fosilnom zapisu.
But it's not. You start with large and you end with small.
A vi zapravo imate veće, a završavate sa manjima.
There's another law which says that if life started spontaneously,
postoji još jedan zakon koji kaže da ukoliko je život počeo spontano,
then you start with few and you eventually through adaptive radiation end with many.
Onda počinjete sa malim brojem da bi se oni da bi se zapravo dobio veći broj, mislim da mislim na vrste.
But you don't see that.
Ali to ne vidite.
You have many, many varieties in the past and far fewer today.
Imate mnogo varijanti životinskih u prošlosti, u fosilnom zapisu, a manje danas živih.
And when it comes to the insects, the problems are even bigger.
A kad dođemo do insekata, problem je još veći.
You find bees in the paleontological record.
Nalazite fosilne pčele.
In the time when there were no flowering plants.
Kada nije bilo cvetnica, po teoriji evolucije.
So they were there long before their food was there.
Tako da su pčele postojale mnogo pre nego što je postala njihova hrana.
And then of course,
i onda naravno,
time and again wind, water and ice have destroyed rocks and have elevated continents. I'm paraphrasing.
No, paraphrase again because I was reading. Izvinite, ja sam čitala, on parafrazira.
All right, you read it as okay. It stands.
Dakle, vreme i svi vremenski uslovi, led, isekli su i uništili stene koje su bili izdignute da bi formirale kontinente. Stoga u njima postoji fosilni zapis koji izgleda prilično markantno.
Now there's a nightmare for you.
Evo opet jedne noćne more.
Because as erosion takes away layers,
jer kako erozija spira slojeve,
it must take away the paleontological record too.
Naravno da mora sa njima da spere i ovaj fosilni zapis.
Now if you take the Himalayas for example,
uzmite za primjer Himalaje.
They say that the Himalayas are disappearing at the rate of 2 meters per thousand years.
Kažu da Himalaji smanjuju i to 2 metra na 1000 godina.
But they're still so high.
Oni su još uvijek tako visoki.
Because as they're being rubbed out by erosion.
Jer kako su bili spirani, odsecani od strane erozije.
They are being lifted up by mountain uplift, orogeny.
Oni se podižu orogenezom, jer silom koja podiže planine.
So that's why they are still so high.
I oni su zato još uvijek tako visoki, iako su prošli svi ti milioni godina pretpostavljeni.
Think about that for a while.
Razmislite o tome.
If I'm rubbing them out at the top,
ako ja skidam sa vrha,
and I keep them high by lifting them up from the bottom,
i uzdižem ih time što se što primenjujem silu od ozdo,
how come the youngest rock layers are still there?
Kako da su najmlađe stene još uvek gore?
I can't have my cake and eat it.
Ne mogu da imam i jare i pare. Ne mogu da i da imam kolač i da sam ga pojao.
I can't still have it while I'm rubbing it out.
Mogu da ga imam dok skidam slojeve.
So now there are many time problems in evolution.
Dakle, postoje mnogi problemi sa vremenom.
And of course, Darwin taught.
Darwin je učio
gradualism.
Gradualizam, postepene promene.
By the way, gradualism is the only evolution that makes any sense.
Zapravo, gradualizam je jedini
gradualism is
slow evolution over time, gradual slow evolution over time. That makes any sense.
Okay, znači gradualizam je jedini evolucioni mehanizam koji ima smisla.
Because it takes millions of years for mutations to accumulate and for animals to change from one form to another.
Jer treba milioni godina da se mutacije akumuliraju i da bi se životinje ili živi organizmi promenili iz jedne forme u drugu.
And so they expected to find slow changes in the fossil record.
Dakle, za očekivati je da se pronalaze spore promene u fosilnom zapisu.
But you don't find it.
Ali ne nalazite ih.
In fact, everything is there.
Zapravo sve je tamo odjednom.
So they say, oops, evolving at supersonic speed.
I onda vidimo naslov evolucija supersoničnom brzinom.
And today we know that life exploded, it didn't develop like Darwin postulated at all.
A danas znamo da je život prosto eksplodirao, a ne onako kako je Darwin postulirao.
And so today we don't believe in gradualism anymore.
Dakle, danas više ne vjerujemo u gradualizam, u postepene promjene.
We believe in punctuated equilibrium.
Zapravo vjerujemo u tačkasti ekvilibrium.
Which means that there are
tačkastu ravnotežu.
Periods of rapid growth.
Dakle, bili su periodi brzog rasta.
With long periods of nothing.
Sa dugim periodom bez promjena.
Now let's see how life exploded.
Da vidimo dakle kako je to život eksplodirao.
Here is the scientific publication in Scientific American.
Evo jednog članka u časopisu Scientific American.
Which sums up current knowledge on evolution.
Koji sumira dosadašnje znanje o evoluciji.
And the article is called The Big Bang of Animal Evolution.
I naslov članka je Veliki prasak evolucije životinja, životinske evolucije.
And the author Jeffrey S. Levinson,
author Jeffrey S. Levinson,
the professor and chair of the Department of Ecology and Evolution at Stony Brook University,
i direktor odeljenja za ekologiju i evoluciju na Državnom univerzitetu New York u Stony Brooku.
Yes. So here is now a summary of our current knowledge.
Evo dakle jedne revizije ili sumacije dosadašnjeg znanja.
From the most reputable sources in the world.
Iz najverodostojnijih izvora na svetu.
And he said the Cambrian explosion.
I kaže da ova kambrijumska eksplozija
was characterized by the sudden and roughly simultaneous appearance of many diverse life forms almost 600 million years ago.
Se karakteriše trenutnom i tako reći simultanom pojavom mnogih različitih životinskih vrsti skoro 600 miliona godina unazad.
And he calls this,
i on ovo naziva,
a remarkable burst of evolutionary creativity.
Neverovatnom eksplozijom evolucione kreativnosti evolucije.
So in the oldest macrofossil layer,
znači najstariji makrofosilni sloj,
all of a sudden, boom, the animals appear.
Znači odjednom u tom sloju se pojavljuju mnoge vrste životinja.
And then he says something else.
I kaže još nešto.
He's talking here about evolutionary lawns.
On ovdje govori o evolucionim travnjacima.
as opposed to evolutionary trees.
Nasuprot evolucionim drvetima ili evolucionom drvetu.
Now you see in your textbooks what you have is evolutionary trees.
Ono što imate u svojim udžbenicima su evolucionarna drveta.
You start with one and then you get more and more and more and more like a tree developing.
Počnete od jednog organizma i onda se granaju znači razne druge vrste.
You don't find this in the fossil record.
Ali to ne nalazite u fosilnom zapisu.
You find it in the minds of the scientists.
To pronalazite samo u umu naučnika.
What you find in the fossil record is an evolutionary lawn.
Ono što nalazite nije drvo, znači evolucionarno, nego evolucioni travnjak.
That means they're all there next to each other at the same time. Dim, 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 dim,
to znači da se u isto vreme jedni za drugima pojavljuju, znači puno korenja kao bustenje trave, različite forme životne.
Even more amazing is that studies on RNA. Ribosomal RNA.
Još, ono što još više zapanjuje su proučavanja ribozomalnih ribonukleinskih kiselina koji su molekuli koji pomažu.
Okay,
nećemo sve.
Suggest that many of the phyla appeared almost simultaneously.
Koji kažu da su se mnogi redovi životinja pojavili skoro u isto vreme.
Now imagine that. Many phyla appear simultaneously.
Mnogi redovi se pojavljuju simultano.
Now the phylum is the largest category of animal.
Filum.
That means something like the arthropods, all jointed legged animals.
To znači kao
arthropods.
Kao arthropode. Svi
jointed legged, all jointed legged animals.
Svi koji imaju noge povezane sa zglobovima.
Yeah, like crabs and insects and all of
okay,
those.
Okay. Reč je o znači rakovima, insektima,
appear at the same time as snails and slugs and whatever.
Oni se u isto vreme pojavljuju sa mekušcima, puževima.
That's unbelievable.
To je neverovatno.
Now let's see what other scientists have to say.
Da vidimo šta drugi naučnici imaju da kažu.
This is the scientist Stephen Jay Gould.
Ovo je Stephen Gould.
He died last year.
On je umro prošle godine.
He was the doyen of neo-Darwinism.
On je bio doajen neodarvinizma.
He writes fast, turns out to be much faster than anyone ever thought.
Okay.
Fast.
Znači evolucija se dešava brzo.
Turns out to be much faster than anyone ever thought.
Znači mnogo brže i pokazalo se da je mnogo brže nego što je iko ikad mogao da pretpostavi.
He writes in the journal Nature.
On piše u časopisu Nature.
In this article called "Of It, Not Above It."
U ovom članku koji kaže od toga ne iznad toga.
He writes. Older textbooks proclaim that our phylum.
Stari udžbenici kažu da je naš filum Chordata.
The Chordata.
Chordate.
That's the one you and I belong to.
To su oni gde i mi spadamo.
Did not appear till later.
Nisu se pojavili do kasno.
But the Burgess shell contains a chordate.
Ali Burgess obala, Burgess shell, to je neki sloj verovatno, sadrži chordate.
Now what does that mean?
Okay. Šta to zapravo znači?
All right. What does that mean?
Dobro, šta to znači?
It means that there is no specialness for our ancestry.
Znači da nije bilo vremena za specijalizaciju naših predaka.
Because chordates arose in the Cambrian explosion.
Jer su se chordati pojavili u kambrijumskoj eksploziji.
Wow.
Sjetite se samo kambrijum je skroz tamo dole.
In other words, everything including the phylum you and I belong to were there from the beginning.
Drugim rečima, sve, uključujući i filum kome pripadamo vi i ja, je bilo tamo od početka.
That's supersonic evolution.
To je stvarno supersonična evolucija.
So, let's see what else he says.
Da vidimo šta je još rekao Stephen Gould.
He says, full, or that it was proven,
kaže, bilo je dokazano,
that full diversity was reached within the explosion itself.
Da je pun diverzitet života bio dostignut tokom same te eksplozije života.
That means everything was there from the beginning.
To znači sve bilo tamo od početka.
And then I'm afraid there couldn't have been any evolution.
I prosto se plašim da onda i nije moglo biti nikakve evolucije.
He writes here that even Darwin said that this is a good argument against his theory.
Ovde i Darwin kaže da je to dobar argument protiv njegove teorije.
And Darwin said that only in the first edition of Origin of Species.
A Darwin je to rekao samo u prvom izdanju svoje knjige Poreklo vrsta.
So then where do they get these marvelous evolutionary trees and everything we find in our textbooks?
I odakle im onda sva ona divna evolucijona drveta koja nalazimo u našim udžbenicima?
Well, in actual fact they are lawns.
A to su zapravo travnjaci.
The shark is unchanged from its origin to today.
Ajkula se nije promenila od svog postanja do sada.
The same for the fishes, the same for the coelacanth.
Isto važi za ribe, isto za
coelacanth.
A za ove ribe kakve vidite ovde.
So we can trace them back into history. Coelacanth is Latimeria. That's the
Latimeria,
one that Smith discovered, the famous walking so-called fish.
All right.
And our scientists, of course, have linked them up together down here as if they evolved out of something else.
A naučnici su ih sve ovde dole povezali kao da su svi evoluirali zajedno od nečeg drugog.
But those links come out of the mind, not out of the fossils.
Te veze dolaze samo iz uma, ne iz fosilnog zapisa.
The same for the reptiles.
Isto važi i za gmizavce.
What about the dinosaurs?
Šta da kažemo o dinosaurusima?
Here they appear in this, these layers up here.
Oni se javljaju u ovim slojevima.
And this is the evolutionary tree of the dinosaur.
A ovo je evolucijono drvo dinosaurusa.
But now we have just discovered that there is no such real thing as an evolutionary tree. There are evolutionary lawns.
Ali upravo smo otkrili da ne postoji nešto što možemo zvati evolucijono drvo, da postoji samo evolucioni travnjak.
So where does this come from?
A odakle onda ovo dolazi?
It comes out of the mind of the scientist.
Ovo potiče iz umova naučnika.
Because the fossils all come out of the same sequence. They're all there at the same time.
Jer fosili se svi pojavljuju u istom vremenskom periodu. Svi su tamo zajedno.
If I gave you a bag of dog skulls.
Ako vam dam jednu torbu punu psećih lobanja.
And you'd never seen dogs.
A nikad niste u životu videli psa.
And I said arrange them according to their evolution.
I kažem vam poređajte ih prema evolucionom, jel, po njihovoj evoluciji.
How would you arrange them?
Kako biste ih poređali?
From?
Od
small to large.
Od malih ka velikih.
That's the first thing you would do.
To je prvo što biste uradili.
And then you would take the pugs and the ones with the flat faces, the bulldogs.
Onda biste uzeli one sa sabijanjem njuškama kao buldozi ili pekinezeri.
Yeah, and you'd put them on one of the branches.
I stavili biste ih na jednu granu.
And the sort of in between ones, you know, on the middle of the branches.
U srednje grane.
And then the long snoot ones like the Afghan on the other branches.
A one sa izduženim njuškama kao što su afganistanski hrtovi na drugu stranu.
And you have a beautiful evolution starting from the Chihuahua all the way to the Great Dane and the Bulldogs and everything
else. I onda imate znači divnu evoluciju od Chihuahua koja završava buldozima i ne znam, recimo, rottweilerima.
Perfectly logical.
I to bi bilo savršeno logično.
But it would be absolutely wrong.
Ali bi bilo i apsolutno pogrešno.
So perfect logic doesn't mean that it's necessarily right.
Dakle, savršeno logično ne znači da je i ispravno.
Because everybody knows that that is the variation that was in the wild type and has been bred by humans in human history.
Jer svi znaju da je ova variabilnost postojala kod prvog psa i da je onda dalje uzgajanjem selekcijom dovedeno do svih ovih varijacija.
So don't be confused by logic.
I nemojte biti zbunjeni logikom.
Now, if these animals died in local little floods,
da su ove životinje nastradale u malim lokalnim poplavama,
to account for the fact that they're buried in watery graves,
da bi samo objasnili činjenicu da su oni zatrpani u vodenim grobovima.
Then if you take the Morrison formation for example,
ako uzmemo za primjer ovu formaciju Morrison,
It spreads over this huge area.
Koja se prostire u ovom ogromnom prostranstvu.
That was one mighty flood.
To bi onda trebalo da je bila prilično moćna poplava.
Now by the way, you find these dinosaurs, that by the way is Allosaurus.
Uzgred nalazite ove dinosauruse kao Allosauruse.
That's that one over there.
To je ovaj.
You find that they are orientated in a direction.
I vidite, znači u tom nalazu da su svi oni usmereni u jednom pravcu.
Very strange.
U jednom smeru. Vrlo neobično.
Because these animals are supposed to have died by chance.
Jer oni bi trebalo da su nasumično umirali.
So in the past did they always fall over the same way?
A oni su prosto zar su u prošlosti uvek padali na istu stranu kad su umirali?
And what about these marvelous huge dinosaurs we find like Tyrannosaurus Rex?
A šta da kažemo ovim veličanstvenim Tyrannosaurus Rexima?
If you go to the museums you will find that these creatures are depicted as very vicious meat-eating creatures.
Ako ih vidite u muzejima, videćete su uvek predstavljeni kao zlokobni mesožderi.
They're always fighting and biting and chewing.
Uvek se tuku, ujedaju, žvaću.
Their mouths are full of blood.
Usta su im puna krvi.
But in fact, you find amongst the reptiles, just like today, a whole variety.
Ali zapravo kao I danas među gmizavcima nalazite cele razne varijante.
You find very tiny little dinosaurs.
Nalazite male dinosauruse.
About the size of a chicken.
Veličine pileta, kokoške.
To very huge ones like Brontosaurus.
Ogromnih kao što je Brontosaurus.
Which was certainly a plant eater and anything but vicious.
Koji je svakako bio biljožder I sve samo ne zloban.
The fact is that these dinosaurs cannot be found today.
Činjenica je da danas ne možemo naći takve dinosauruse.
And if you look at their bone to marrow relationship,
I ako gledate odnos njihove kosti I koštane srži,
it is midway between what we have today in the world.
One su negde na sredini onoga što nalazimo danas u svetu.
Today we have cold-blooded and warm-blooded animals.
Danas imamo toplokrvne I hladnokrvne životinje.
And these animals seem to be in between.
I oni izgleda kao da su između hladnokrvnih I toplokrvnih.
That would mean they would have to have very uniform climate environments in order to survive.
To znači da im je trebala vrlo ujednačena klima da bi preživeli.
And obviously our climate has changed.
I očigledno se klima promenila.
Because if we look at the fossil plants, there is an abundance of tropical plants.
Jer fosilne biljke, u fosilnom zapisu imate mnoštvo tropskih biljaka.
So I simply believe that they weren't conducive to survival and therefore most of all of them have died out.
I ja prosto verujem da oni nisu bili u mogućnosti da prežive I zato su izumrli.
And it's a pity because they must have been quite nice, like this one Triceratops was also a plant eater.
I prosto mislim da je šteta što su izumrli kao ovaj Triceratops.
He ate like a tortoise with his mouth.
Ima znači ovaj osmeh kao.
And they say, you know, they have these vicious horns for fighting and carrying on.
I ove zlobne rogove nije mogao koristiti za tuču.
You have chameleons today with magnificent horns.
Ali imate danas I kameleone sa veličanstvenim roščićima koje nekoriste.
Some of those chameleons are this size.
Neki od tih kameleona su ovoliki.
And those horns are for sexual show.
A te ti rogovi služe za primamljivanje ženki.
And then if you go to the Galapagos Islands, you have this huge lizard this size with this huge collar around the neck.
A imate na Galapagosu one ogromne gmizavce sa kragnom na vratu,
which it also uses to impress the ladies.
Koje takođe koristi tu kragnu da impresionira dame.
So far from believing that they were so vicious,
I daleko od verovanja da su oni bili zlobni,
they were animals that survived in that environment where the food source was so much more diverse than today.
Oni su zapravo preživljavali u jednoj životnoj sredini gde je bilo mnogo više I izobilnijih izvora hrane nego danas.
What about the so-called dinosaur eggs that have been found?
Šta da kažemo ovim dinosaurovim jajima koje su pronađene?
There's one.
Evo jednog.
Every single dinosaur egg that has been found has been washed into position and is in a watery grave.
Svako jaje koje je pronađeno bilo je isprano sa, iz svog gnezda i zatrpano u vodenim fosilnim slojevima.
What about the famous dinosaur footprints?
A šta da kažemo o ovim otiscima stopala dinosaurusa?
Obviously they were all made in soft mud.
Očigledno su svi nastali dok je ovo blato bilo mekano.
Now there's a whole science of studying the footprints of fossils.
Postoji cela nauka proučavanja otisaka stopala.
And by looking at the way the impression was made, you can see how the animals were moving.
I gledajući kako je načinjen taj otisak, možete zaključiti kako se životinja na koji način se kretala.
Do you know that all the animals who made the footprints?
Znate da sve životinje koje su ostavile otiske stopala?
Or the great majority, well over 95%.
Ili velika većina, preko 95%.
Were all going uphill when they made the footprints?
Uvek su išli na petama kada su uphill. Izvinite. Znači uzbrdo, hvala.
That's amazing.
Kada su ostavljali otiske. To je neverovatno.
So we must assume that in the past the animals only walked uphill.
Da li onda možemo pretpostaviti da su životinje samo išle uzbrdo?
They try to explain it by saying they don't make footprints so well downhill.
Možete kažete da onda ne ostavljaju tako dobro otiske ako idu nizbrdo.
Nonsense. Lab experiments show they make footprints just as well downhill as uphill.
Laboratorijski eksperimenti pokazuju da se otisci jednako utiskuju i ostavljaju da li se ide uzbrdo ili nizbrdo.
In some of these dinosaurs you find a whole footprint, half footprint, toe imprint, the whole footprint, toe imprint.
Kod nekih dinosaurskih otisaka vidite ovako, znači
what was this dinosaur doing?
Šta je ovaj dinosaurus radio?
Dancing, to do like a ballet dancer,
igrao,
or whatever.
Balet.
Or was it doing something else?
Ili je nešto drugo radio?
Is it possible that it was running in water?
Da li je moguće da je trčao po vodi?
And running uphill to get away from something?
Ili možda uzbrdo da pobegne od nečega?
Is it possible that waves came and lifted it up and only a little bit touched?
Da li je moguće da su ga već talasi podizali i on je samo malo dodirivao tlo?
And why do you find sometimes thousands of them washed into one particular direction?
I zašto su hiljade njih nekad prosto nalazite, znači hiljade njih svi usmereni u jednom pravcu, u jednom smeru.
There are over 100 published theories about the extinction of the dinosaurs.
Ima preko 100 objavljenih teorija o nestanku dinosaurusa.
And catastrophism is a very big one of them.
A katastrofičke pretpostavke čine većinu njih.
One talks about storms.
Jedan govori o olujama.
Other one talks about meteor impacts.
Drugi o padu meteorita.
And they talk about the iridium layer.
Drugi o iridijumskom sloju.
Did you know that volcanoes will produce an iridium layer?
Da li ste znali da vulkani stvaraju sloj iridijuma?
And why would an impact be so selective?
A zašto bi njihov uticaj iridijuma bio tako selektivan?
So I believe these creatures existed.
Ja verujem da su ova stvorenja postojala.
And they were washed into position by torrential catastrophe.
I da su prosto sprana odnesena u te svoje grobove jednom ogromnom kataklizmičnom katastrofom.
Science has to deny a universal flood.
Nauka mora da negira univerzalni potop.
Because if they accept it, then the evolutionary scenario is gone.
Jer ako ga prihvati, onda je nestao evolucioni scenarijo.
But every single fossil we study speaks of catastrophism.
Ali svaki pojedinačni fosil koji proučavamo govori o katastrofizmu.
Look at the plants.
Pogledajmo biljke.
You find the same plants in the fossils as live today.
Nalazimo iste biljke u fosilima kao što žive danas.
You find these magnificent coal seams.
Vidite ove ogromne naslage uglja.
Now notice how flat they are.
Pogledajte kako su ravni.
They were supposed to be forests that grew in the past.
Da li je moguće da je to mogla biti šuma koja je rasla u prošlosti?
And then became compacted.
I onda bila zbijena, kompaktirana.
Now do you believe that? Do forests do that today?
Da li to šume danas rade?
No, they don't. They fall over the trees and they rot and they become part of the ecological cycle.
Znači, pojedinačna drva padaju, ponovo njihova materija ulazi u biološki ciklus.
So when you look at this huge flat layer of coal,
ako vidite ove ogromne naslage uglja,
then ask yourself one question.
Postavite sebi jedno pitanje.
If these were forests that grew and then became compacted,
ako je to bila šuma koja je rasla u jednom periodu i onda bila zbijena,
why do you find marine organisms in the fossils in the coal beds?
Kako onda nalazite morske organizme u ležištima uglja?
Did the forests grow under the sea?
Da li su šume rasle pod morem?
Or were they washed in? What about this tree that's
ili su
upside down?
Prosto tu doneseni ti morski organizmi?
Tree.
Okay, bilo jedno drvo, znači krošnjom naopako.
Now here's a famous old evolutionist, Gaylord Simpson.
Evo još jednog čuvenog evolucioniste, Gaylord Simpsona.
He says it has been suggested that all animals are now specialized.
Pretpostavljeno je da su sve životinje sada specijalizovane,
and that the generalized forms on which major evolutionary development depends are absent.
A da generalizovane opšte forme na kojima od kojih su se razvili ovi specijalizovani organizmi su sada odsutne, ne postoje.
In fact, all animals have always been more or less specialized, and a really generalized living form is merely a myth or an abstraction.
Zapravo sve životinje su uvek bile manje ili više specijalizovane, a zapravo opšte životne forme su ili samo mit ili apstrakcija.
So that simple animal that gave rise to something more complex.
Dakle, jednostavna životinja koja je bila predak nečemu kompleksnijem
doesn't exist in the fossil record.
Ne postoji u fosilnom zapisu.
It's a myth.
To je mit.
Or it comes out of the mind.
Potiče iz uma.
So, Gould says,
dakle, Gould kaže,
the family trees that adorn our textbooks,
porodična stabla koje krase naše udžbenike,
are based on inference, however reasonable, not the evidence of the fossils.
Zasnovane su na onome što su ljudi izmislili, koliko god to izgledalo razumno, a ne na dokazu, ne na fosilnom dokazu.
So there you have it in writing. It comes out of the mind, it doesn't come out of the fossils.
Dakle, to potiče iz ljudskog uma, ne iz činjenica koje pruža fosilni zapis.
Look at these ammonites, thousands of them together.
Pogledajte hiljade amonita zajedno.
Extinct today, yes.
Danas su istrebljeni, ne postoje.
Primitive?
Da li su primitivni?
No, one of the most advanced complex squids that ever lived.
Jedni od najkompleksnijih mekušaca koji su ikad živeli.
What about the trilobite?
Šta da kažemo o trilobitima?
Extinct. Primitive?
I oni više ne postoje.
No.
Da li su primitivni? Ne.
Just as advanced an arthropod as anything that lives today.
Jednako napredni kao i bilo koji druge artropode koji danas žive.
What about the crinoids?
Šta da kažemo o morskim sasama i morskim krinovima?
Primitive? No. Famous as sea lilies today.
Da li su one primitivne? Ne. Iste kao one koje danas žive.
There's a fossil and there's a living.
Evo fosila i evo živog organizma.
There's a fossil of the tortoises, there's the living.
Evo znači jednog fosila morske kornjače i evo žive morske kornjače.
No change whatsoever.
Nikakve promjene uopšte.
There is a nautilus, there's the living, there's the fossil.
Evo ga nautilus, živi i fosilni.
And these creatures the same today as they were then.
Ova stvorenja su ista danas kao što su u fosilnom zapisu.
I can't believe it, Fred. 60 million years since I've seen you last and you haven't changed a bit.
Ne mogu da verujem, Fred. 60 miliona godina od kad smo se poslednji put videli i nisi se ni malo promenio.
The insects have remained the same since the moment they appeared till today, except for size.
Insekti su isti od trenutka kada su nastali ili prvi oni fosili kako ih mi vidimo do današnjeg dana.
What about the evolution of the horse?
Šta da kažemo o evoluciji konja?
The most famous exhibit in the museums.
Najčuvenija postavka u muzejima.
Again, it is a morphological sequence, not a paleontological sequence.
Opet ovdje imamo morfološku sekvencu, a ne paleontološku.
That means that they all occurred at the same time.
To znači da su se svi pojavili u istom vremenskom periodu.
And some scientists put them in this sequence.
A neki naučnici su to poređali u sekvencu kako su smatrali logično.
But there's no evidence that they are even horses, some of them.
A čak nema dokaza da su neki od tih bili konji uopšte.
Like this lowest one, Eohippus.
Kao ovaj mali Eohippus.
It used to be called Hyracotherium.
Ranije su ga zvali Hirakoterium.
Because it represents a rock hyrax, a dasi. You know, the one that lives in the rocks.
Izgleda kao mali neki koji žive u onim stenovitim pustinjama, da li možemo kažemo skočeniši neki.
And the arrangement from small to large is ridiculous because you find small and large horses today.
I dakle ovo formiranje evolutivnog stabla od malih ka velikim je iracionalno, jer danas imate mali i velike konje.
And the reduction of the toes from 3 to 1 is also strange.
A redukcija nožnih prstiju, broja nožnih prstiju od 3 na 2 je također smešna.
You find living ones with exactly the same today.
Jer nalazite živuće u istoj formi kao i danas.
And they cannot be a sequence because their rib numbers even vary. Their rib numbers vary, so they can't be a sequence.
Znači, njihov broj je različit i ne mogu biti u sekvenci.
So let me sum up for you.
Dakle, da rezimiramo.
Evolution requires that we begin with few and we end with many.
Evolucija zahteva da počnemo od nekolicine i završimo sa mnogo.
But we begin with many and we end with few.
A mi zapravo počinjemo sa mnoštvom i završavamo sa manje.
Evolution requires that we begin with small and end with large.
Dakle, evolucija zahteva da počnemo od malog i završimo sa velikim.
But the fossil record shows we begin with large and we end with small.
A fosilni zapis kaže suprotno, počinjemo od velikih formi i završavamo sa manjima.
Evolution requires that we get more and more complex forms as we go along.
Evolucija zahteva da imamo sve kompleksnije životne forme kako vreme odmiče.
But we find everything in the Cambrian explosion, including the group we belong to.
A nalazimo sve u kambrijumskom sloju, u kambrijumskoj eksploziji, uključujući čak i filum kojem mi pripadamo.
Evolution requires that we have evolutionary trees.
Evolucija zahteva da imamo evolucionarno drvo.
So that we start with one and we have many develop out of it.
Da, znači, počnemo sa malo, jednom formom i onda se od nje razvijaju druge.
But we don't. We have evolutionary lawns.
Ali nemamo, imamo evolucione travnjake.
These are not small problems, these are huge problems.
To nisu mali problemi za evoluciju, to su ogromni problemi.
All right, so now let's try and go to something different.
Hajde da probamo sa nečim drugim.
Let's look at a modern day catastrophic example.
Da pogledamo jedan savremeni primer katastrofe.
And I'm going to take you to the petrified forests of the world.
Povešću vas u okamenjene šume.
These are the famous petrified forests that you find in Yellowstone in the United States.
Ove su čuvene okamenjene šume u Yellowstoneskom parku.
Now these trees are standing upright. They're petrified trees.
Ova drveta stoje uspravno, ona su okamenjena.
So the idea is they must have grown there.
Ideja je znači da oni mora da su tu rasli.
And you find up to 40 layers of petrified forests one on top of the other. 40.
Znači nalazite 40 slojeva jedan iznad drugog ovih okamenjenih šuma.
So if these trees are there upright, that means they grew there.
Ako su ova drveta tamo uspravna, znači da su ona tamo rasla.
I
ako pogledate njihove godove, neka su 400 godina stara.
That means that each layer must have had stability for hundreds of years.
Znači da je svaki od tih slojeva morao imati stabilnost ili rasti nekoliko stotina godina.
So the idea is,
dakle ideja je,
the forest grew.
Šuma je rasla.
Volcano erupted.
Vulkanska erupcija se desila.
Buried the forest.
Zatrpala šumu.
New forest grew.
Nova šuma izrasla.
Volcano erupted.
Opet erupcija.
Buried the forest.
Zatrpava ovu šumu.
New forest grew.
Nova šuma raste.
40 times over.
I tako 40 puta.
Now that would take hundreds of thousands of years.
A to bi tražilo stotine hiljada godina.
And our little theory here tonight of a universal flood would be gone.
I naša teorija o jednom opštem potopu bi nestala.
And in the old textbooks you will find that creationism is ridiculed because of these facts.
I u starijim udžbenicima teorija o stvaranju je ismevana zbog ovakvih činjenica.
Yes, these trees are there and they are upright.
Jeste, ta drveta tamo postoje i ona su uspravna.
But did they grow there?
Ali da li su ona tamo rasla?
Well, let's climb up the mountains and have a look.
Hajde još malo se popnemo uz planinu i pogledamo.
Here's one of them that stretches through more than one layer.
Evo jedno koje se proteže kroz više od jednog sloja.
And there's something very interesting about all of them.
A postoji nešto zanimljivo o svim tim drvetima.
They don't have roots.
Nemaju korenje.
They don't have bark.
Nemaju koru.
And they don't have branches.
I nemaju grane.
Now if the forest was covered by ash,
da je šuma zatrpana pepelom,
then surely the roots would remain intact.
Zar ne bi ostali tamo koreni?
But the roots are gone.
Ali nedostaju koreni.
And not all of them are upright, some of them are lying flat.
Nisu sva uspravna, neka su položena.
And here's a whole lot of them lying flat.
I evo jedne nakupine njih koje leže horizontalno.
And they're all facing the same way into the mountain.
A sve su u istom smeru.
So just like the dinosaurs, they're lying in a particular direction.
Kao dinosauri koji leže u istom pravcu.
And every single layer, they're lying in a certain direction.
I svaki sloj leži u određenom pravcu.
Whereas in modern forests, there is no such distinct orientation. In modern today.
A u sadašnjim šumama nema takve orijentacije prostorne.
So there must have been something different.
Mora da je bilo nešto drugo u pitanju.
They're lying in a direction.
Ako svi leže u istom smeru.
Even the upright ones are directed in terms of their shape in a direction.
Čak i ona koja su uspravna na neki način su usmerena u tom istom pravcu kao i ova koja su položena.
They don't have bark and they don't have branches and they don't have roots.
Nemaju koru, nemaju grane niti korenje.
Then we find forest floors.
Zatim nalazimo šumske podove.
You know, if a volcano erupts and it covers the forest floor, the ash.
Znači ako se pojavi vulkanska erupcija i prekrije tlo šumsko,
then that layer should be there.
Onda mora postojati taj sloj šumskog tla.
Well, they find those layers.
Oni nalaze takve slojeve.
But here are two just a hand breadth apart.
Ali oni
just a hand breadth apart.
Znači oni su široki samo jednu šaku.
And what is more, if you take them to the lab,
ako ih ponesemo u laboratoriju,
then you will see that they are sorted.
Onda vidite da su oni prosto poređani, sortirani.
In fact, they are sorted just like they would settle out in water.
Tačno su poređani kao što bi se taložili u vodi.
Here's another one, you can see the roots torn off.
Evo ovde jednog i vidite da je otkinut koren.
I'm going to take you to Mount St. Helens.
Povešću vas na vulkansku planinu Sveta Helena.
This was Mount St. Helens before 1980, before it erupted.
Ovo je ta planina pre 1980. kada je eruptirala.
Beautiful forests.
Prelepe šume.
Beautiful lakes.
I jezera.
And a big glacier on top.
I veliki glečer na vrhu.
Now not everybody knows that there were actually two eruptions.
Ne znaju svi da je zapravo bilo dve erupcije.
This little lake here is known as Spirit Lake.
Ovo jezero se zove Spirit, duh, jezero duh.
Now in the first eruption,
tokom prve erupcije,
which took place in March,
koja se dogodila u martu
1980. Only the glacier melted.
Samo se glečer otopio.
And the water ran down the south side of the mountain.
I voda je potekla severnom padinom ove planine.
And soon it caused a great flood.
Uskoro izazvala veliku poplavu.
There you can see the trees being ripped out already.
Vidite drveta koja su otkinuta.
And look at these trees as they're, these stumps as they're floating. They don't have any branches and they don't have any roots.
Pogledajte ove balvane kako plove, nemaju grana niti korenja.
Soon everything was covered in mud.
Uskoro je sve bilo prekriveno blatom.
And a month later the mountain erupted again.
A mjesec dana kasnije planina je ponovo eruptirala.
But let's first look at the result of the first eruption.
Hajde da vidimo prvo rezultate prve erupcije.
There are trees that were ripped out by that flood.
Postoje drveta pojedinačna koje su otkinute u toj poplavi.
And here they are lying.
Evo ovde leže.
What do you see?
Šta vidite?
You see that they haven't got any branches.
Nemaju grana.
You see that the roots are torn off.
Otkinuti su koreni.
And they don't have any bark.
I nemaju koru.
And they're orientated in the direction of stream flow.
A orijentisani su u onom pravcu kako je tekao tok poplave.
It's a huge tree.
Evo ogromnog drveta.
With the roots torn off, no bark and no branches.
Pokidano korenja bez kore i grana.
Why no branches?
A zašto nemaju grane?
Why no bark?
A zašto nemaju koru?
Can you see this dent over there?
Jel vidite ovaj ovde zubac?
Dent.
A nije zubac, znači to je jedna udubina, udubljenje.
As these trees roll in the water, they bash and that tears off the branches.
Oni se dok se kotrljaju u vodi, prosto im se pokidaju grane.
As they bash against each other, the bark is stripped.
I kako se jedan od drugog taru, kora se znači skine.
And then the next month, this huge eruption.
A onda sledećeg meseca ova ogromna erupcija.
This is the greatest landslide ever recorded by humans.
Ovo su najveći pokreti zemlje ikad zapisani ili snimljeni od strane ljudskih bića.
The whole top of the top third of the mountain slid away.
Cela trećina vrha planine je se skliznula dole.
And you had this huge explosion.
I to je bila ova ogromna eksplozija.
And the force of the explosion was 500 Hiroshima atomic bombs.
Sila ove eksplozije bila 500 puta jača nego bomba koja je bačena na Hirošimu.
So it made a huge mushroom cloud.
Ovde je bila ogromna pečurka dima.
And the forests were gone.
I šume je nestalo.
Cars were flung kilometers through the air, trucks as well.
Kamioni i automobili su kilometrima koji su bili udaljeni bili su zatrpani.
This was one of the lakes.
Ovo je bilo jedno od jezera.
With a forest before the eruption.
Sa šumom pre erupcije.
And that's all that was left after the eruption.
I ovde je sve što je ostalo posle erupcije od tog jezera.
Gone.
Nestalo.
Now all this mud fell into the lakes.
Svo ovo blato, sav ovaj materijal je pao u jezero.
Here's a huge steam crater.
Ovo je ogroman krater.
There's a man. There's a man there.
Ovde vidite ljudsku figuru.
For a scale.
Kao reper.
And here's a giant canyon that was washed out within seconds.
A ovo je ogroman kanjon koji je prosečen u toku samo nekoliko sekundi.
Because as this mud fell into the lakes, it caused huge tidal waves, tsunamis.
Jer ova ogromna količina materijala koja je pala u jezero je izazvala ogromne tsunami talase.
As the dust settled, it formed layers that scientists thought would take millions of years to form.
I kako se prašina taložila, formirali su se slojevi za koje naučnici kažu da im treba milioni godina da se formiraju.
And then the new forest, the ripped out trees were gathered by the waves and washed into the newly forming lakes.
Sada ova sva drveta koja su bila pokidana su se nekako koncentrisala zajedno na površini vode u novo formiranim jezerima.
So this is an aerial photograph of Spirit Lake.
Ovo je fotografija jezera Spirit iz vazduha.
And you will see that very soon many of the trees started floating upright.
I vidjet ćete da vrlo uskoro drveta su počela da plutaju u vertikalnoj poziciji.
So the divers went to have a look.
I ronioci su otišli tamo da privire.
And at the bottom of the lake they found huge quantities of bark.
A na dnu jezera našli su ogromne količine kore.
And some coal seams today consist of nothing but compressed bark. There's a model.
A neka ležišta uglja danas se ne sastoje od ničega drugog do od same kore drveta koja je komprimirana.
Huge quantity of bark there.
I evo vidite tu na dnu ogromne količine kore.
And all these upright floating trees without roots.
A sva ova stabla plutaju vertikalno bez korenja.
So they wanted to know how many upright trees.
I ako želite znate koliko ih je bilo,
so they used the side scan sonar.
Želeli su da znaju, znači upotrebili su ovaj sonar.
And every line represents an upright tree.
I svaka linija predstavlja jedno vertikalno drvo.
And they found 19,000 upright trees.
90.000 uspravnih drveta su pronašli u tom jezeru.
Now if another mud flow had come,
da je sada naišla u drugi tok blata,
then those trees would have been buried upright.
Ova drveta bila bi zakopana vertikalno.
Now let's go back to our petrified forest.
Da se vratimo ovim našim okamenjenim šumama u Yellowstoneu.
All these forests, one on top of the other.
Sve ove šume, jedna povrh druge.
Some trees horizontal, some trees vertical.
Neka drveta su horizontalna, većina su, neka su vertikalna.
None of them with roots and none of them with branches.
Ni jedna stabla nemaju koru niti grane.
And some of them going through more than one layer.
A neka od njih se prostiru kroz više slojeva onih pretpostavljenih vremenskih slojeva.
So they wanted to know how many years to form.
I hteli su da znaju koliko godina je trebalo da se ovakva formacija formira.
Of course, it was thought that each one of these is an eruption in time.
Pretpostavljali su da je svaki od ovih slojeva pojedinačna erupcija.
But the first problem is,
ali prvi problem je,
that the volcanic matter is breksija.
Da je vulkanska materija,
is called breksija,
koja se naziva breksija,
which means it formed under water,
što znači da je formirana pod vodom.
And then the next problem is,
a sljedeći problem je,
that there are 40 layers.
Da ovdje imamo 40 slojeva.
But when you analyze the chemistry of each one,
ali kada analizirate hemijski sastav svakoga,
they could only find four.
Mogu da pronađu samo 4 kategorije.
You see, volcano when it gathers magma,
vidite vulkan kada skuplja magmu,
can erupt a few times,
može nekoliko puta da eruptira,
until that magma is gone.
Dok se ta magma ne isprazni, ne
pa. Then it takes years for new magma to form.
I onda treba da prođu godine dok se ne formira nova magma.
So that magma that comes out with one eruptive cycle,
i ta magma koja izlazi u jednom eruptivnom ciklusu,
has the same chemistry.
Ima isti hemijski sastav.
And later ones will have a different chemistry.
A kasnije nakupine magme imaće različit hemijski sastav.
So when they analyzed it, they found only four chemistries.
I kada su analizirali ove okamenjene šume, samo 4 tipa hemijskih sastava.
And it's not one at the bottom, then two, then three, then four.
I nije jedan na dnu, pa onda drugi, pa tri, četiri.
It's 1, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1, 3, 2, 1, 4, 3.
Znači nisu podeljeni slojevi, nego neka drveta su tip 1,
very
drugi
confusing.
3, treći 4, znači vrlo zbunjujuće.
Very confusing. So here's the story.
Evo priča.
They found four cracks in the ground.
Našli su 4 pukotine u zemlji.
So imagine everything is under water.
Zamislite, sve pod vodom.
And one erupts. Boom.
I jedan vulkan eruptira.
And the flow is this way.
I tok je ovim u ovom smeru.
There are millions of trees floating in the water.
I sada imamo milione drveta koji plutaju.
That are constantly settling down.
Koje se talože dole konstantno.
So some of the trees are buried in this direction.
Pa su neka, dakle, zakopana u tom smeru.
Some upright, some horizontal.
Neka uspravno, druga horizontalno.
Then that one over there erupts.
Onda onaj tamo vulkan eruptira.
The flow is in this direction.
I teče u ovom smeru.
Then that one.
Pa onda onaj.
Then that one.
Pa u
then that one.
Ne treba vam prevod.
And because they're all at the same chemical footprint or fingerprint,
a budući da svi imaju isti hemijski sastav, da kažemo identifikujemo ih po tom hemijskom sastavu.
It must all have happened in 3 months.
Sve ove erupcije su morale se dogode u toku 3 mjeseca.
Because in Hawaii they find that if eruptions are more than 3 months apart,
jer na Havajima su pronašli da ukoliko se erupcije razlikuju vremenski više od 3 mjeseca,
the chemical fingerprint is different.
Onda je hemijski sastav magme različit.
Now how long did we say yesterday, does the Bible say the flood was? The rising phase?
Koliko smo ono rekli juče da je trajao potop po Bibliji?
5 months.
5 mjeseci.
More than enough time.
Više nego dovoljno vremena.
So all the petrified forests of the world show the same pattern.
Tako da sve okamenjene šume na svetu pokazuju slične sličnosti.
This one in Africa.
Ovo je u Africi.
All the trees are in the same direction.
Sva drveta u iste orijentisano.
They haven't got any bark and they haven't got any branches.
Nemaju kore i nemaju grana.
There's an interesting plant, it's called the Welwitschia.
Ovo je jedna zanimljiva biljka Welwitschia.
Growing on a petrified tree.
Koja raste na okamenjenom drvetu.
There you see all the branches ripped out. This is in Africa.
Ovde vidite su sve grane pokidane, to je u Africi.
Let me talk about this Welwitschia.
Da progovorimo nešto o ovoj Welwitschia.
It's the oldest plant in the world.
To je najstarija biljka na zemlji.
Together with the redwood.
Zajedno sa redwood, crveno drvo.
There is a redwood tree.
Ovo je, ja mislim su to sekvoje.
Now these redwoods are first generation forests.
Ovo je prva generacija šume ovih drveta. To je jedna vrsta kedra.
But it has a special bark so that it doesn't burn.
Ima specifičnu koru koja ne može da gori.
So they're not destroyed by fire.
Znači požari ih ne uništavaju.
And there's no evidence of any previous forest. This is first generation forest.
A nema dokaza da je postojala pre tu neka druga šuma koja je bila šuma prve generacije, koja je prva rasta.
So I have a few questions for you.
Imam nekoliko pitanja za vas.
The oldest living things today are the Welwitschia and the redwoods.
Najstariji živući organizmi danas su Welwitschia i ova vrsta kedra.
Between 4 and 5000 years old.
4 do 5000 godina stari.
The oldest rivers on our planet.
Najstarije reke na našoj planeti.
It's easy to calculate.
To je jednostavno izračunati.
You know, they wanted to build a dam in the Nile.
Ako hoćete da izgradite branu na Nilu.
But of course the Nile comes down with silt, so the dam will fill up over years.
A Nil donosi nanos, tako da bi se brana napunila tokom godina.
So they studied for years. How much silt does the Nile bring down per year?
Tako da su godinama proučavali koliko godišnje nanosa donese Nil.
Before they built the dam.
Pre nego što su izgradili branu.
Now that's useful information.
A to je korisna informacija.
If we know how much silt it brings down per year,
ako znamo koliko nanosa donosi godišnje,
and we know how much silt is in the delta and deposited there in the Mediterranean,
i znamo koliko nanosa imamo u delti i koliko je nanosa tamo u Mediteranu,
then you must be able to calculate how long has the Nile been flowing.
Onda je logično i moguće izračunati koliko dugo je Nil tekao.
Between 4 and 5000 years.
Između 4 i 5000 godina.
How long has the Mississippi Missouri been flowing?
Koliko dugo je tekao Mississippi u Missouriju?
These are all areas where there is no what we call subduction. The silt doesn't go away anywhere.
Nema odnošenja ovog nanosa, znači u oba slučaja nanos se ne odnosi nigde.
4 and 5000 years.
Između 4 i 5000 godina.
The River Po, the one that's causing the problem for Venice.
Reka Po koja izaziva probleme u Veneciji.
Between 2 and 3000 years.
2 do 3000 godina.
There is not a river that has been flowing for longer than between 4 and 5000 years.
Ne postoji reka koja je tekla duže od 4 do 5000 godina.
There is not a plant on this planet that's older than that.
Ne postoji biljka na planeti koja je starija od toga.
These trees are big, you can drive through them.
Ova drveta su uzgred ogromna, možete da prođete kroz njih.
So my question to you tonight is.
Moje pitanje za vas večeras je.
If all the evidence points to the opposite of what the evolution theory requires.
Ako sve činjenice govore u prilog suprotno onome što zahteva teorija evolucije.
Then why can you not believe in the creation account if you want to?
Zašto onda ne možete da verujete u izveštaj o stvaranju ukoliko to želite?
In fact, the evidence fits a catastrophic flood model. Perfectly.
Zapravo sve činjenice i svi dokazi se uklapaju savršeno u katastrofistički model potopa.
So if you choose to believe it, there's nothing to be ashamed of.
Ako izaberete da verujete, ne postoji razlog da se stidite.
Of course you will ask me, what about the ice age?
Ice age.
već.
Onda ćete me pitati, a šta da kažemo o ledenim dobima?
You will ask me, what about the evolution of the great mastodons, these creatures they find in Siberia?
A šta da kažemo o velikim mamutima koje nalazimo u Sibiru?
You'll ask, what about continental drift?
A šta o pomaku kontinenta?
What about the evolution of man?
A šta ćemo s evolucijom čoveka?
Tomorrow night.
Sutra uveče.
See you there. Thank you.
Vidimo se. Hvala.